Well, it is once again time for a spotlight on our Parish of the Week. And this week we are featuring St. Alexander's Catholic Church in Cornelius, Oregon. And joining me this morning is Nila Kale, the pastoral associate at St. Alexander's, to tell us more about their community. Good morning, Nila. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for having us and for featuring our community as well.
Well, I'm just so excited that we get to feature St. Alexander's and learn more about this community. So maybe you can start us off by just sharing for you personally, what is it like to be on staff there and really be part of that community?
Sure. Well, St. Alexander is a wonderful place to be. And I say that as a staff member and also as a person who's been a parishioner here in the parish for a number of years. It's a warm place. It's an active place. It's a welcoming place. You know, a place where we really believe that people can come here and feel at home, you know, both working on the staff. We have a very supportive staff that works together. And also just a really active and vibrant community with a lot of things going on where a lot of people can feel welcome.
That's wonderful to hear that. I guess what are some things that people should kind of know about the community? If someone's never heard of St. Alexander's, what do you feel like is important to tell them?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. So we're kind of in the western part of Washington County, and our parish has been here for obviously many years. We were a mission of St. Anthony Parish until the 70s, and so we became a parish in our own right at that time. So we've, over the years, obviously received many families who live here in the Washington County area, kind of older English-speaking farming families from the community, newer arrivals as the kind of tech sector has come up and things have changed in the area. And then also for years and years, we were historically the hub for Spanish language ministry in this part of the county. It wasn't until the 90s that the Archdiocese broke that out into each parish having its own ministry in Spanish language. So for a long time, we were kind of the magnet parish for that.
Wow.
So we have a number of families, you know, throughout the years who have been Spanish speakers who have a really long historic tie to our parish and, you know, who've been here truly families for generations. Some of the earliest families who were Spanish speakers came up from Texas, and then through the years we've had more recent arrivals as well, up to this day from Mexico, from parts of Central America. And so it is really a beautiful cultural mix of longtime Washington County farming families, of Spanish-speaking, also farming families,
right,
in all places, really kind of carrying on those traditions and being just hopefully a sign of Christ here in Cornelius.
Well, Nila, it just sounds like an amazing community. And I guess one of the things that seems to be really important there at St. Alexander's is really to welcome everyone. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Of course, yeah. So I think there's kind of two important pieces for that at St. Alexander, one of which is a cultural piece. And we really strive very hard so that all of the activities that we do for our whole community are accessible in both English and Spanish.
Wow.
And sometimes we joke that we do things estilo San Alejandro, which means it's bilingual, kind of in our own style, if you will, Alexander style. But so all of any written material that we provide in English and in Spanish. And so when you come to a liturgy, we do bilingual liturgies on major feast days, on the Paschal Triduum. So all of our worship aids and materials are provided in English and in Spanish. So we can't promise that everything will be in English and in Spanish.
Right.
But we can promise that we will provide liturgy and provide community events in a way that anyone can come and participate. And that, you know, that really extends throughout kind of the style of how we do things,
mm-hmm.
and our religious education offerings, our other parish ministries and so on, really strive to incorporate people regardless of what languages they speak.
Wow.
And then the second piece of that is accessibility with regard to persons with disabilities. And our parish, I think, really has the blessing of being a leader in the Archdiocese in this area. We've been host, going back, I would say, probably more than 20 years to a ministry in Spanish language, but especially for families with persons with disabilities. So
wow.
Once a month we have a mass, which is at 3 p.m. on Sundays, and it's specially adapted for persons with disabilities, the mass in Spanish. And we incorporate all our members in all of the ministries of that mass. And so, again, it doesn't matter if you use a mobility device, it doesn't matter what your cognitive abilities are, you can serve as an altar server, you can participate in the ministries of that mass.
Wow.
And then kind of with that vision in mind, we built our new church in 2017 after a long journey of the parish working together and fundraising and all of the things that you can imagine. But it was really important to us to build the new building to universal design standards. And so that's actually a higher standard than just making it accessible. It's a standard which means that anyone who accesses a space accesses it in the same way.
Okay.
So for example, our sanctuary is not raised on a platform the way it often is in many churches, which would require some users to step up into the platform and other users to go around by the side where there's a ramp or something similar.
Sure.
but it's just, it's a gradual slope, you know, down the nave of the church and then up into the sanctuary so that anyone entering the sanctuary can enter it from the same way.
Wow. I just love hearing, yeah, that you're such a welcoming community. And I think that's so important in all these different ways. I am speaking this morning with Neela Kale. She is the pastoral associate at St. Alexander's Catholic Church in Cornelius. They are Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. Well, Neela, we are moving through fall very quickly, and we will soon be in the Advent and Christmas season. So maybe you can share a little bit what's coming up in your parish.
Sure. So this is an exciting season for us. There's lots of wonderful traditions that come together in Advent and Christmas time. In a special way, I suppose the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe is very important to many people in our community.
Right.
Historically, we've had really wonderful celebrations for that. Really starting with the 12 days of preparation for it, with prayers every night, with the participation of different ministries and different groups in the community that kind of host the events that lead up to that. And then on the feast day itself, beginning on the evening of the 11th, there's a Mass. That's typically a Spanish-language Mass. And then we have, throughout the night, all night and into the next day, we have presentations, we have dancers, we have music, we have people leading prayers. Historically, there's been a dramatic presentation of the apparitions, all of that leading up to then in through the day of the 12th, and then kind of the big feast day Mass is the bilingual Mass, which is at 6 p.m. on the 12th. We offer food. People can come and have something to eat and just be there with the community and participate in that. That said, I have to acknowledge that we're having to make some changes this year because of the kind of current environment. It's been a difficult time for some of our families, including because of activity by immigration authorities in the vicinity of the parish. And so we are still planning for a celebration. We're really excited to have that coming. We think that's really important for our community, for us spiritually and so on.
Sure.
But some of the plans are still being defined about what exactly that will look like for us this year.
Sure, of course. No, that's very understandable. But it sounds like just a beautiful community there. Yeah, I just think it's beautiful that you're able to have those rich traditions in your parish. Is there anything you're looking forward to in terms of other ministries, other events throughout the end of the year or even into next year?
Sure, yeah. Well, we're very excited. Another thing we're very proud of is our religious education program, which is dear to my heart because when I first came to the parish, I was actually the director of religious education.
So okay.
I suppose I can't speak about the parish without making a pitch for our program, but we have more than 300 students enrolled this year.
Wow.
Both children, youth, and adults as well. And we also strive really hard to make our religious education offerings, again, as accessible and as welcoming as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide materials in English and Spanish, and we have specially adapted groups for participants with disabilities, some intellectual disabilities and some variations in that. So we're really proud of the way that we're able to form our children and our young people and also our adults to grow and to then take up their lives of the faith and take up ministries and become a part of our community.
Oh, I love hearing that. Just listening to you, I can tell that there's a difference in the way that you approach really welcoming people from all backgrounds or, like you said, different levels of disability or whatever it is. That care that you take is really important to your community, but it makes a really big difference. And I don't know, I just listening to you, I can tell that people are well looked after there, which I think is really beautiful.
Thank you. That's kind of you. We hope so. We are truly blessed by the participation of everyone, really, the kind of generous and joyful participation of our liturgical ministers, of our all sorts of volunteers behind the scenes who, you know, as you can imagine, Sarah, make all sorts of things happen in a parish
that
are just so essential. We really feel richly blessed by the community that God has brought here and called together here at St. Alexander.
Well, Neela, it has just been wonderful to learn about St. Alexander's, just the wonderful, active, welcoming, faithful community that you have. So it's been a pleasure to speak with you and to feature St. Alexander's. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And I guess we would ask listeners, please, to pray for us at St. Alexander. And we at St. Alexander would be honored to pray for you and for all of the listeners throughout the Archdiocese.
Thank you so much. We'll be sure to keep you in our prayers.